Rahman Rahim. Assalamualaikum everyone and welcome to Notes from Nur Hidayat. I really hope that all of you have been keeping well and have been staying safe, inshallah. So welcome to another episode, and this episode is actually part of the Ramadan series where we unpack 10 ways on how we can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our day-to-day, inshallah. Now I really hope that you enjoyed the first episode today series, because inshallah for today, as you can see if you're watching the video podcast, I'm in my most comfortable clothes to share with you the next step or the next way on how we can actually attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, and that is through drawing closer to Allah in the means of worship. You know, worship is, for a lot of us, it might be a very big term or a very big topic in itself because it involves a lot of things, but it's actually quite simple. When we understand the concepts, when we understand what it entails, it actually brings us great inspiration, and that we can continue to unlock so much from our day-to-day experience and transform it into worship, inshallah. Allow me to share with you two verses from Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse 55 to 56, where Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين, and remind, for indeed the reminders benefit the believers. And here the reminder says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and I did not create the jinn and the mankind except to worship me. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us our number one purpose as to why we are all here, why do we experience Ramadan, why we attend to our work, to our school, and anything that we do, you know, in this life. And Allah says that everything continues to exist. Our existence, right, is for that one purpose, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what does worship mean? Worship means when you do something for His sake, when you do something for the sake of Allah and not expecting anything in return, when you're trying to please Allah, you're not trying to please people. When you hope for a reward out of this experience, it's not to be rewarded by the people or from the people, but to be rewarded by Allah and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way, you know, sometimes when we do things, we tend to expect credit, we tend to expect acknowledgement from the people around us or from the majority of the people. But when we do something out of worship, it means that I do it for Allah. The only recognition that I want is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, not from anything else and not from anyone else as well. Speaking about worship, it also tells us that, okay, when I go to work, I intend it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes a worship. When I pursue my studies, when I prepare meals for my families, when I continue to give back to the community, as long as I make the intention that it is for Allah, automatically it becomes a worship. And it's in the same way when you take a look at, for example, your five daily prayers. Why do you say that your five daily prayers is an ibadah? Why do you say that your five daily prayers is a worship? Because if you take a look at it, it's a lot of actions, right? You do the rukun, you do the sujood, you do a lot of things which really exercises your entire body. But if you don't intend that for the sake of Allah, then we don't call it salah, we don't call it worship, right? But the reason that I'm moving all my limbs, I'm reciting certain things in my prayer, I make the intention that this action is for Allah, this prayer is for Allah, and therefore it becomes a worship. And if you think about it, when I begin to intend all the things in life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is good, isn't that worship as well? Now, I want us all to also acknowledge on this journey of seeking the love of Allah, on this journey of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is so many tools that is important as part of this journey, right? Part of which would be seeking knowledge, attending classes, being reminded, seeking advices from the people who are knowledgeable in the field, to be in a positive community, in a community that is supportive. All of this continue to be essentials, right, in our pursuit of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we have got to acknowledge that the one who needs to take that first step in worship. The one who needs to take that first step in building a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who needs to take that first step to pursue the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you. Right? We can have the best community. We can be born in a society that is perfect in terms of their support system, in terms of their practices of faith. But if we are not the one to take that first step to remember Allah, to communicate with Allah, to attain the love of Allah, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will not happen. Right? So the first person who needs to take that first step is none other but you. But of course, you really need to ensure that when you take this step, you are taking this step with knowledge, with wisdom. Because we don't want to continue to thread in a path where we are continuously in error, in the state of ignorance, to the point that we don't get the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His pleasure and His love at the end of this journey. If you take a look at Surah Ali Imran, right, verse 79, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. So in translations, Allah says, it is not for a human prophet that Allah should give him the scripture and authority and prophethood. And then he would say to the people, be servants to me rather than Allah. But instead he would say, be pious, callers of the Lord, because of what you have taught of the scripture and because you have studied. One important thing that I want us all to focus on for this verse is the part where Allah says, وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّن. But instead, be the رَبَّانِيُّن or the رَبَّانِيِّن. So in this verse, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only mentions this group of people, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also praises this group of people called the رَبَّانِيُّن. And in other words, رَبَّانِيُّن would mean the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are devoted to please Allah, those who are devoted to worship Allah, those who are devoted to do all things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is so important because it brings me back to a time when I was in school where we had this, you know, Ramadan camp. It's called Ihya Ramadan. And Ihya Ramadan means to awaken, you know, the nights of Ramadan. So every single year for that camp, there's going to be a slogan. And happens so for the year that I was involved in, the slogan was beautiful. And till this day, whenever I learn about Ramadan, whenever I speak about Ramadan, whenever I think about Ramadan, I will think about this slogan. And this slogan says, Kun Rabbaniyan wala takun Ramadaniyan, which means to be a servant of Allah, a devoted servant of Allah, and not a servant of Ramadan. Does this not bring much clarity? Because every single time when we talk about Ramadan, we always come to this realization that, oh, I do so much good in the month of Ramadan. I can be such, you know, a devoted servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when I begin to step foot outside of Ramadan, I find myself going back to square one. And that is a struggle of a lot of people. And one of the factors that contributes to this is the idea that we are doing these things only for Ramadan. Just think about it, right? Everything that you do and everything that you don't do in Ramadan, are you actually doing and not doing all of these things because it's Ramadan? Or you're doing this as a Rabbaniyun? You're doing this as the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going back to the slogan, it says to be a servant of Allah and not a servant of Ramadan. Because if I become a servant of Ramadan, it will mean that all of the good work that I do, all of the worship that I do, only stays in Ramadan. When we, you know, for example, are faced with a lot of our desires, a lot of the things that we constantly indulge ourselves in, we then tell ourselves, no, it's okay, just hold on, hang in there. It is Ramadan. But do we not hang in there for the sake of Allah? Do these positive habits then stop in Ramadan? Or is it something that I'm building for the rest of my life? So it is important for us to remember and understand that all the good that we are doing right now, and even, you know, with regards to our topic for today, attaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not just something I want to do only in this blessed month, but I want this to be a part of myself. I want this to be a positive change, a positive transformation within myself, so that when I leave Ramadan, I leave Ramadan as a better person, and I continue to live outside of Ramadan, continuously pleasing Allah, continuously being that servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is constantly devoted to Him. Again, Ramadan is all about building long-term sustainable habits. It's a month of change, it's a month of transformation. But again, always catch ourselves, always ask ourselves whenever we find us going back to square one once Ramadan ends. I want to also bring you all through a couple of things that we can do, that we can explore to continue to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through worship. And of course, at the end of it, attain the love of Allah and attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So if we take a look at the guidance from our scholars, we see a lot of things, right? We see a lot of steps that we can do, and there are many advices from our scholars that has been written for us to follow. But beautifully, the most encapsulated pointers will always be found in the verses of Allah. And this is where I want to bring you all to a surah that is very familiar to our souls, and that will be Surah Al-Fatiha. It's the first surah, the first chapter of the Quran, and the surah that a lot of us would learn first when we want to explore the Quran. So if you guys are drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through worship, I want you to take a look at these three things. Okay, the very first one is, you know, in Surah Al-Fatiha, where we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The first point is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse means, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. And here we are presented with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we are doing as well is we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His names. And while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the God that deserves all of the praises in the world, and He really, really loves, right, those who praise Him, those who glorify Him, those who mentioned about His great names and His great attributes, mercifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only asked us to praise and worship Him as much as we can, not as much as He deserves. And that is so merciful, because there is so much out of Allah that we can possibly praise. But Allah says, okay, praise me, but continue to praise me in the means where you are capable of. And it is important to realize that through praise, we are remembering Allah. And through remembrance, we are actually worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are drawing closer to Him. So that would be the first one. Now, I want you to think about, how can I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little bit more today, right, as compared to yesterday? And especially that we are now in the blessed month of Ramadan, how can I ensure that this is part of my day-to-day routine to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praising Him? It can be when we take a look at the things around us, when we take a look at ourselves, when we are reminded of the beautiful verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on social media, or when we are given the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, or when we experience the du'as that we have made coming to life. Now, point number two is to practice gratitude. And in Surah Al-Fatiha, we see Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds. So when we say Alhamdulillah, a lot of times we are reminded that we are thanking Allah, right? We are praising Allah. We are showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is important for us to apply Alhamdulillah in all aspects of our lives. Alhamdulillah in our words, Alhamdulillah in our thoughts, Alhamdulillah in our hearts, and of course, Alhamdulillah in our actions. Know that gratitude is the heart of worship. And in order for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we really need to grasp the correct understanding of gratitude. And if you take a look at practicing gratitude, you know, it is not a particular act of worship where you need to fulfill it in your day like 5 times, or today I need to be grateful to Allah 5 times a day, or I need to be grateful to Allah 10 times a day. But it is, in fact, a prerequisite feeling to ensure that we give meaning to each of our acts of ibadah or acts of worship. Just think about it. What happens when we are grateful? We become a lot more connected with Allah. We become purposeful in our worship because, mashallah, Allah has given me so much. And I want to show Allah, I want to prove to Allah that I'm grateful for this life today. I'm grateful for the experience of Ramadan through my salat, through my worship, through my acts of remembering Him. And that could be one way. Another way would be to start small. Right, to look at all of the things around you, take a look at, oh, alhamdulillah, I have a shelter, I have a roof on top of my head, I have food that I can consume. And beautifully, when you are grateful for all the things that you have, and even for the things that you don't have in your life, you are continuing to add meaning to all that which you have been blessed with in life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again, gratitude is the heart of worship. And when I'm able to practice gratitude, I'm able to add meaning to all of my acts of worship, inshallah. Now, the third and the final one for today is self-reflection. When we take a look at the subsequent verses in Surah Al-Fatiha, you would see that we say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Indeed, Allah is the most gracious, the most merciful. And then it continues to speak about the day of judgment, Malik Yawmiddin. It continues to speak about our relationship with Allah, where we serve Allah, we worship Allah, and in Allah that we seek help. And it ends with seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us with guidance. In the same way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided the people whom He pleased, we are asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prevent us from becoming the people whom Allah displeases, or even the people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through these verses, there are a lot of themes, there are a lot of lessons that we can learn. And this third point tells us about making time for reflection. After I have praised Allah, after I have practiced gratitude, I need to set some time to reflect. Reflect on myself, reflect on the things that I've done, the things that I've yet to do, reflect on my connection, my relationship with Allah, reflect on all of the things that I see in my day-to-day, because part of the component of worship is reflection. And a reflection that is guaranteed to be a worship is one that brings us back to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when we take a look at self-reflection, there is no one way to do it. But of course, it is important for us to always stay on that path of following our guidelines, i.e. the Quran, the Sunnah, ensuring that my thought process will always bring myself back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the thought process is facilitated with all that which that is good. Because if you take a look at the life of the Prophet, we take a look at the life of the companions of the Prophet, we see that they do a lot of self-reflection in their day-to-day. And while perhaps on the outside, we see that it becomes a mean to better ourselves, but know that in it, when we remember Allah, it becomes a worship as well. So at this point, I want you to also think about, how can I practice reflection in my day-to-day? How can I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little bit more? How can I be a little bit more grateful for all the things that I have, for all the things that I don't have in my day-to-day? For some of us, it works, you know, when we think about all of these things on our mind. But maybe if you want to be a little bit more practical, you can consider writing it down. You can consider tapping it on your phone. I personally have a reflection journal that I bought from a bookstore, where there's a prompt for one question each day for me to think about. I take some time before bed to answer a question or two, writing it down, thinking about all of the things that I've done today, and planning about how I can be better tomorrow, inshallah. So if that is something that works for you, then you can also reach out for a planner of sorts, inshallah. However, at the end of the day, the most important thing that you need to get out of today's episode is to ensure that whatever that I do it for Allah. I want to be a person of Rabbaniyun. I want to be the Rabbaniyun. I want to be a person, or I want to be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not a servant of Ramadan, not a servant of a particular place, not a servant of a particular time. Because when the time is taken away, when that place is taken away as well, then it will also take away my worship. But when I start to do all things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for no other purpose, for no other reason, no other person but Allah, no matter what happens, no matter the changes in the world, no matter the changes in my environment, no matter where I go, no matter what I do, I will continue to worship Allah. Allah will continue to be my number one purpose. Pleasing Him will always be the thing that I want to do, because my worship is for Allah. And it is not tied to a specific place or time. We hope that today's episode has been useful for you, inshallah, to think about how we can do a little bit more praise, gratitude, and self-reflection in our day-to-day. And always remember to start small. Right, you don't have to do the big things just to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most times when we implement, you know, these small changes, these small practices in our day-to-day, what we are doing is we are doing deeds which are sustainable, and these sustainable deeds are the ones that contributes back to our connection or our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So I really hope that you will continue to tune in to the Ramadan episodes this time round. And of course, all that is good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I apologize for any of my shortcomings. And I hope that may we all find sweetness in our worship, and that we continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our days, through our nights, through Ramadan, and of course, after Ramadan, inshallah. Okay, so take care, everyone. Hope for you to tune in to the next one. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.